I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With pro-life bills making headway in states like Alabama and Georgia, there's a good chance challenging cases could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But Eric Verstraete, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says overturning Roe v. Wade isn't the end goal.
The bigger issue for me is how are we creating support within our churches? How are we tearing down the shame walls that have been up for years and years and years so that we can support people in all areas of their life with all the decisions that they're making? We believe the right decision in the abortion discussion is to save that baby, to not have an abortion.
So pray for opportunities to show Christ's love in the pro-life conversation. And Ramadan, a holy month of fasting observed by millions of Muslims worldwide, is more than halfway over. For many believers from a Muslim background, Ramadan is a hallmark of their former life. It's also a reminder for BMBs like Nada that their loved ones lack the freedom and truth that they have through Christ.
I remain to be the only Christian in my family. It's very hard to open up and speak in truth with them, but I do it when the Lord gives me that opportunity to share about Him and the gospel.
Nada obeys what God places on her heart, and then she trusts Him to take care of the rest.
Ultimately, the Lord will be the one that's going to grow that seed in the areas that I've planted with my family.
Check out Prayercast's Love Muslim videos at missionnews.org, and then pray for the Muslim world. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.